Oh, I wish I could tell you, love. And none of us are quite sure where all the anger comes from. If you could believe, he used to be much angrier. Over time, he's mellowed a teensy bit. I personally think it's done him a world of good to put that hate and, well, simple vexation into something healthier and more exhaustive. I mean, just look at all the pleasure that's come from it. Speaking of extremes, I suppose our guy Gluttony is quite extreme in his hunger. Forgive me for my bold speech, but this gentleman is quite sloppy. Oh, no, not dirty, just, like, very messy. Oh, I'll just say it. He loves cum. Everything about it. He'll gladly take it anywhere and any time. He desires to have his face covered in it. Loves to feel the wet, slick honey on his fingers. But most of all, he adores the taste of it. He loves to suck and lap at a cunt until it's ready to gush for him, and then gladly swallows every ounce of that sweet nectar. In fact, sometimes he adores to drive the ladies mad by really getting into it. He loves to feel the puffy, red-hot, spent pussy lips against his tongue, so he can get rather relentless. Me? Well, I mean, I love cum as much as the next man, but Gluttony is something else. It's like the whole beginning and end for him. Most men, myself being no exception, like to feel it covering their cocks, or when especially naughty, going down on a writhing sex pot to hear her scream. But the boy behind this door knows no bounds. He will work you up and work you up, edging you until you can't hold it in anymore. He wants you to get him sticky. So, if you want to give him a whirl, be ready to be drained, love, of everything. Of every last drop. So, what do you say, honey? Think you can satisfy our hungry boy?